For those of you who have just recently come into the Republic of Vietnam, I'd like to give you a little information about it so your mind won't be quite so blown when you hear such words as f*** and words of that nature. We're an underground radio station here, and we say what we feel like saying, and we bring the truth to the first-termers in the Republic of Vietnam. We also bring you hard acid rock music all through the night. The up-to-date music of today's American youth.
Was that Rick Crandall? What is J. Kolb's real name? And how did the fundraiser go? Those questions and more will be answered on this episode of St. Pete Live, powered by GoTonight.com for this Friday, June 7th, 2024.
Thank you.
One of my two favorite releases from Brian Lenischmidt's 2023 release, Temptation. He doesn't quite know how to end the song of Coastline. Let's hope he knows how to end his show this evening. He is on stage right now at the Marker 8 Tiki Bar in Dunedin, performing all the way until 9, and then he's got a busy schedule for the next few days as well. I'll play my other favorite song from him and a couple words from him at the end of today's show. Well, welcome everybody to this episode of St. Pete Live with me, Jay Sun, not to be confused with Jay Kolb. Jay Kolb is actually named Francis Joseph Kolb III, although he never asked his parents why they called him Jay. My mother calls me Jay Bird because love hurts. The Radio St. Pete end of summer, end of fiscal year fundraiser went off without a hitch this past Wednesday. And as promised when I was promoting it, TJ Walsh not only showed up in full force, but is also on stage right now at Whiskey Joe's Manatee River in Ellenton. Let's hear some words and a performance from him from the fundraiser. And you'll hear the same from Gary Puthoff, who was at the fundraiser and will be performing tomorrow night at 6:30 p.m. at Sand Shakers Restaurant in Clearwater.
The last reunion of the Andy Griffith Show, I actually did some bit parts on the Matlock series. And so the costume people knew that I was the same size as Andy. So I get this phone call and they said, we need you to come to the studio in Wilmington, North Carolina, the old De La Renta Studios. And they said, we'd like you to work for 3 days. We'll pay you $350 a day. So they wanted somebody to sit in the sheriff's desk with his coat on and read all the lines so that they could do the lighting and they could do the sound and they could do everything they needed to do. And then I got up from the sheriff's desk, handed the coat to Andy. He put it on. And I was fascinated by the river that runs through Wilmington, North Carolina, the River Cape Fear, which there was a couple movies made about that river as well. So I thought I would write a song about it. However, I knew nothing about the river. I just thought it was a cool name. Turns out that a lot of the things that turned up in the song were real. I don't know where they came from. It goes like this. I wrote those lyrics. Don't laugh. It was difficult. There's a legend still around about a sleepy seaport town and the river that would bring into their doom. Count the sand and just turn around. It was everything's there. Now forever sleep within her watery tomb. She's a murky waterway where the children never play. Sailors dread the day that they go near. Still her power's always strong. She beckons them along to the cold and killing river called Cape Fear. They say that Alligator Falls hides a treasure within its walls. But no man has seen it, let me make this clear. They fell victim to her spell and were washed to Satan's hell. In the unforgiving water of the river, in fear. She's a murky waterway where the children never play. Even sailors dread the day that they gon' need. Still her power's always strong. She beckons them along to the cold and killing river called Cape Fear. Well, the years have come and gone, but the legends still live on about the river and the men whose lives she'd steer. And the ship's still harbored there, though the sailors walk with care.
across the decks of the ships on the waters of the river they fit. She's a murky waterway where the children never play. Even sailors dread the day that they go near. Stellar power's always strong. She beckons them along to the cold and killing river called Cape Fear.
Very nice.
I got interested in music watching my dad play guitar. And then in college, I took some theory and ended up working at a local NPR station in Kansas City for a while. Retired a couple years ago, and so I'm just kind of doing it more full time.
Maybe it's time to let the old ways die. Maybe it's time to let the old ways die. No, it takes a lot to change a man, takes a lot to try. Maybe it's time to let the old ways die. Nobody knows what awaits the dead. Nobody knows what awaits the dead. Some folks just believe in the things they've heard and read. Nobody knows what awaits the dead. Glad I can't go back where I came from. Glad those days are gone, gone for good. If I could pull spirits from my past, you know I would. If I could, surely would. Maybe it's time to let the old ways die. Maybe it's time to let the old ways die. You know it takes a lot to change a man, takes a lot to try. Maybe it's time to let the old ways die. When I was a child they tried to fool me. Said the worldly man was lost and hell was real. But you know I've seen hell in Vegas. And this world's just one big Catherine wheel spinning still. Maybe it's time to let the old ways die. Maybe it's time to let the old ways die. You know it takes a lot to change a man. Takes a lot to try. Maybe it's time. Whoa, maybe it's time. Maybe it's time to let the old ways die.
Very nice. I like that.
This is Gary Putoff. You're listening to St. Pete Live with Jay Sun here on Sunshine 96.7 FM.
Support for 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, Creative Pinellas, and the Pinellas County Board of County Commissioners.
Orangutan is saying I'm on a matter, ring myself in am. Eliminated, debated, debated, did it. Tomato, tomato, traded, elevated for a decorative raincoat. The same butted artist is martyred for getting border at the bottom, and non-existent on the festival order. Form of the corners, corner performances unescorted. Torn a coronary, ordinary, fortified, generic, carrot top, a monopoly. Oddly, I'm an anomaly. I'm an olive county's body, not a hippie. Be disconnected, polenta, dementia, tech, and wook. I don't wanna be offered another marijuana petition. It's all love until I heard your songs. It's all bug the way you claim it's good.
What should be an envelope prodder and not avoiding creativity, proclivity, committing to the right reasons. You can play guitar, Rodana face in marble. How you rake the farm is what is ate tomorrow. Poodle Saint Bernard, or did we make for cars? Show mama plane breakaway, model Donnie Darko. Common out of propagator, maitre d' to preach you need a meter, reading arena, urea, hype in the receiver. Punchlines written for the people of Earth parts. If only I was rated on the alien charts. The darts of baneful one-dimensional lemmings, instead of all complacent, tapas appetizer, typic salary, defaulted up the pottery barn, everything. Comedy fart fake shit, cigarettes are so 2001, not that I vape it. Hocking up snot on the utterly basic, I'm more Basquiat than Warhol mosaic. And not a fan for the bland, understand a man, the uncanned Koran. You're in a cover band, meanwhile.
I'm too weird to be famous.
Sedative perennially stuck in the mundane cuts from 80 years ago, monoing lo-fi on supermarket radio. I don't want to listen to your safe music. Another half to hearing brown eyed girl. It's how the cow pie turns and dirt around my world. I'm always proud to learn to not allow tired regurgitated soundness for which so many people settle. Stand in the yard of blaring urine, dying connoisseur trip out the window. A method alerting your world to your refinements. Some Acura pulls up plain. I read a crap records. I'm in my Honda Fit bumping less than Jake. Scott Farkas takes it on the chin. Or really anything pre-anthem era. Memorandum. Dumb shun a week, all pleasing artifice. Got my city of Dunedin, Dunedin dogs and oranges like a pog and giga picture. Not continuing, separate Bacher, Beethoven.
Oh, I'ma give it to you.
At the drive in every live performance, Spike Jones and the Beastie Boys. Miles Davis and the late Charles Bradley Soul. Less a played out replica of Bradley Knoll. I'm at the ring of realm of opinion meets opinion, where I'll fight you on your tenets with the what's your definition like. Stop making stupid people famous again. Stop voting Donald Trump into office again. I want my money back for your Tupac hologram. I'm a Nazi in cage due to Disney intolerance. See, my rule of thumb is this. It's not ubiquitous, but if you're playing the amphitheater, I'm probably not listening. Make honest art, not dependent on the light show. Smoke and mirrors, syrup, a bowl, constrictor. Can you please talk louder? I can still hear the band. There's a lack of concession worth questioning. Are you here for the drugs or here for the music? Are you here for the drugs or the music? No, really. Are you here for the drugs or here for the music? Cause your mouth's saying not what your body's doing. Congrats on being the band recognized for being dope and always playing to a sold out show and conveniently having cocaine. Huh.
I'm too weird to be famous. Yeah, you're too whacked and I stay local. You're too whacked and I stay local. Yeah, you're too whacked and I stay local. I'm too weird to be famous. Yeah, you're too whacked and I stay local. You're too whacked and I stay local.
I don't wanna hear your safe music.
A song that I am absolutely obsessed with, and I wish I could get more stuff from John Diddy. If any of you guys out there know him, please let him know I'm looking for him. But he is part of a duo called Stick and Diddy, who are also on stage right now at Krabby's on the Pass in Treasure Island. And they'll be over at the Seventh Son Brewery in Dunedin tomorrow night from 7 to 10 p.m. Well, I certainly can't end the show without mentioning North Star. They were at the fundraiser this past Wednesday. They also went out and performed that night and the night after. And tonight, they're at the Siesta Key Oyster Bar from 8 p.m. to midnight. And then tomorrow, they're at Woody's River Rue in Ellenton from noon to 4. And then Sunday, they're at the Riviera Dunes Dockside Social Bar and Grill in Palmetto from 5:30 to 9:30. So let's hear a couple words and some tunes from them.
We're going up to Ohio to play for some friends at the end of the month here. And then coming back, we're a little sparsely booked out, but we're going to be at Cage, I think, in July. And then sometime in August, we'll probably be at Gulfport Brewing. More to come. If you give us a follow on Instagram, North Star St. Pete, you see all of our kind of stuff there.
Bring me down.
get it wrong. Get it once again, I still feel like playing along. And I'm hurting once again. Well, if you got it right now, won't do it again.
girl ain't bad but around. Get it right, get it wrong. Do it once again and I still feel like playing alone. And I'm hurting once again. Well, if you got it right, then won't do it again.
Support for Radio St. Pete comes from Crooked Thumb Brewery, Safety Harbor. Crooked Thumb's tasting room offers up to 20 beers on tap, and the beer garden presents live music, local food vendors weekends, and seasonal events. More at CrookedThumbBrew.com.
This is Brian Linnischmidt, and you're listening to St. Pete Live with Jason. Thank you so much for supporting local original music here on Radio St. Pete and live shows around the area.
Strangers in my window. I'm extremely proud to debut the song Afro Blue from Sarasota-based woman of song, Cynia Carroll's just released CD.
There's a new album release by Cynia Carroll called Water Is My Song.
Two more ladies to watch for, courtesy of Fiona Frenchie, Cynia Carroll. So many different ways to say the same name. But we all enjoyed her music, and I enjoy this song, as made famous by Dave Brubeck. And before I go, no, that was not Rick Crandall. Apparently nothing he ever did from the ship was recorded, and he mostly did behind-the-scenes stuff. And as I said, the trend of offshore radio stations had ended. They were only there a few months and shut down and went back home. But thanks for all that you've done, Rick Crandall. Thanks for handing the reins of your show over to me. Yeah, I then cut the reins and let the show run free. Let's see who I pay tribute to for the next month of the show. See y'all next week.
Hi, join me, Stephanie, for Get to the Roots for 2 hours of folk, Americana, and roots music every Wednesday from 3 to 5 p.m. here on Radio St. Pete. Get to the Roots is brought to you by Boggs Jewelers, located at 3609 49th Street North. Boggs Jewelers offers antique clocks and fine jewelry, along with on-site jewelry clock and watch repair at their Distant Plaza store, where you can also see genuine pirate treasure, authentic pieces of eight recovered in Port Charlotte. More at BoggsJewelers.com. Radio St. Pete would like to thank the Boggs family, longtime St. Pete residents, for their continued support of local community radio.
I want to tell you a little bit about somebody I sort of grew up with in the neighborhood. Steve. Steve Finkley. Lived around the corner on Cumberland Street. And if you ask me, I would say Steve was fine. Nice to look at. And I like Steve, and I would always walk by the place where he lived just, you know, in the afternoon after school just to see if he'd be sitting on the stoop and maybe get to chat. Maybe he wouldn't say anything to me, but I just wanted to spend some time with Steve. I wanted him to get to see me. Maybe even ask for my phone number. When I think of this song, I think of an artist we lost last year, Al Jarreau. Now that's alright to just take five.